And welcome, everybody. This is Cloud Sense, the podcast that is about the cloud and fintech. Hopefully demystifying some of these worlds for you, things that we're talking about and hearing about every day. And, you know, we talk about the cloud, but let's talk a little bit about what the cloud enables us to do. And today we're going to talk a little bit about blockchain. All right. You know, blockchain's important because it represents the latest in this trend of decentralization, of disintermediation, disruption, really made possible because of cloud technology and infrastructure. And, you know, let's understand what we're talking about. This global blockchain market size is expected to grow from roughly $415 million today to roughly $7.5 billion by the year 2022. Now, these are not my numbers. These are the numbers that all the experts are putting out. Gartner is one of them. All right. They're looking at an annual growth rate of roughly 79%. All right. Now, this is a huge number, folks. And we need to understand what this technology is and what it's really doing. And more importantly, who's being disintermediated? You know, who's being disintermediated? You ask, you don't have to look any further than the conversations that you hear on television. Listen to what Jamie Dimon says. Listen to what the people that run Citibank say. People that don't like the cryptos are saying it for a reason. You know why? Because they are the ones that will be disintermediated. Think about the credit card companies, 3% for every transaction, folks. How about the escrow companies? How about all of that no longer necessary? How about the fact is that once blockchains, all right, and the distributed databases, which really use that sophisticated cryptography, which gives you that insurance, right, that gives you the ability to have end-to-end transactional integrity without the need for a trusted third central party. Think about that for a second. Think about the doors that that opens up. Think about what it changes. Now, look, I've lived through disintermediation in my life. Remember, I'm, in fact, one of the people that actually voted to disintermediate myself. You know, we did that back when I was on the board of directors of the CME Group. We ended up creating electronic markets. Remember, I was one of those guys that used to have phones up to their ears, right? Because we were that small little entryway. We were the way the world would actually get in and out of the markets. Well, what has happened is that the great equalizer came along, technology. It opened the doors. Now, you know, before we take a break, I want you to think about this. Consider a time, you know, that there weren't any banks, all right, or even government for that matter, all right. How did people really prove ownership? Well, that's where you really had the idea of gold. That's where you had the idea of things that really presented value, being exchanged. And what we're going to talk about when we come back here is how that evolution has taken place. And more importantly, what it represents going forward, all made possible by cloud technology. We'll be right back.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX. Cloud buying made easy.
And welcome back, everybody. We're talking about blockchain, folks. This is one of those technologies that's made possible through cloud technology. Think about it. You know, the cloud has opened the doors and really given us the ability to do more than just exchange information. Now we're exchanging value. It's the next iteration of the digital age, if you think about it. And we are right at the forefront. You know, public blockchains deliver participants something that they don't have or never had before. And that's a history of all transactions stored on a database. Think about it. This permanent record, all right, visible to every player, okay, actually takes place, and you now have the verification of an instantaneous transaction. You know, when you're in the transaction business, and I had been for a couple of decades, you know, getting instantaneous type of verification was next to impossible. I mean, something that we would only dream of at the time. And now here it is at your fingertips. No more waiting for wires. No more waiting for a Fed fund wire to come. None of that. Think about a world that actually disintermediates these central bankers and these players. And when I say central bankers, I'm talking about the Fed wire. I'm not talking about getting rid of the Federal Reserve. But I am talking about how cumbersome it is. All right, for those of you that are listening out in Europe, you know how cumbersome SWIFT is. Now, these are the worlds that have to be changed and will be disintermediated by cryptos. So I want you to think about that a little bit. In the time we're talking about, and in this system of having cryptocurrencies, trustworthiness is independent of any single one of the participants. In fact, the system continues to work even when everybody doesn't trust each other, which is by nature how humans are. All right. I mean, think about it. And those of you that are philosophy majors know this. All right. By nature, man is distrusting. That's why you lock your door at night. Okay. Think about it. This is the way it is. It's just human nature, folks. Here, the bottom line is this. Okay. The cloud, which enables blockchain transactions, must be more efficient if disintermediation is to take place, and it will take place. All of this is happening, folks, at lightning speed. Not only will it change the landscape of the financial futures industry, the financial services industry, but it will change everything from buying a house to voting. It will do to the financial services industry what Amazon did to the retailers. This is Jack Berugin. We'll talk to you soon.